اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really happy to have some of the students of Sevier International School here, and I really welcome them, Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Brother Ali Nasir, Brother Fawad Haider, and Brother Hassan Nasrullah. So, welcome, dear brothers, and how are you, Hussein?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Hassan.
Fine, sir. How are you?
Ali Nasir?
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Fawad Haider?
Fine, sir.
Okay. Everyone is doing well. Alhamdulillah. We hope you're doing well and you're safe. So, in this session, the same as our previous sessions, we will have one of the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Then, inshallah, we'll move on for a short explanation and the practical tajweed rules, which are very, very much important. Okay, in terms of reciting correctly and reading correctly the Quran Kareem. So today our main topic is verse number 160 and 161 of Surah Al-Baqarah on page 24 of the Quran Kareem. So everyone, brothers and sisters, as you're listening, please turn to page 24, verse 160. Once again, 160 and 161 of Surah Al-Baqarah. So before we start, let's everyone all together listen to these two verses.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Illa alladhina tabu wa aslahu wa bayyanu fa ulaika atubu alayhim wa ana at-tawwabur rahim. إن الذين كفروا وماتوا وهم كفار أولئك عليهم لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين.
Alhamdulillah, that was a nice recitation. Make sure I will be reciting once and you should listen and repeat. Okay, brothers and sisters, please hold your Quran, practice with us. Ready?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إلا الذين تابوا وأصلحوا وبينوا فأولئك أتوب عليهم.
إلا الذين تابوا وأصلحوا وبينوا فأولئك أتوب عليهم.
وأنا التواب الرحيم.
وأنا التواب الرحيم.
إن الذين كفروا وماتوا وهم كفار أولئك عليهم لعنة الله.
إن الذين كفروا وماتوا وهم كفار أولئك عليهم لعنة الله
أولئك عليهم لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين
أولئك عليهم لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين
أحسنتم ما شاء الله Thank you so much Allah bless you inshallah So In previous ayah In the previous ayah Ayah 159 Allah Almighty Says Yes there were people who were concealing The manifests and the proof or the guidance, the truth, okay, about Allah Almighty, about the Day of Judgment. So those scholars of the Christians and the Jews especially, okay, they were the main topic about concealing. But it's a general rule for all the scholars, okay, those who conceal the truths. And those who actually, the scholars, they know, yes? Those who do not let the people understand the facts, okay? So Allah Almighty says, أُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّهِ The curse of Allah is upon them. The la'nat, okay? وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ Shaitan is one of those that Allah Almighty says that إِنَّ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ Okay? Upon Shaitan, okay? So, these scholars, those who know the facts and do not let the people understand the fact, okay? They conceal the facts. They do not tell the truth to the people, okay? They kind of say something else about the truth, okay? Not exactly the truth. So, أُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ In this ayah, Allah Almighty says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا Except those of those scholars, those who know, okay? Except those who repent. تَابُوا Those who repent. وَأَصْلَحُوا And do good deeds. Instead of concealing, do good deeds, okay? They let the people understand, okay? Enlighten the society. وَبَيَّنُوا And they clarify between the wrongs and the right things, okay? They tell the people. فَأُولَٰئِكَ So those are those who أَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِمْ I shall make tawbah. I shall return to them, okay? Understood? I shall return to them. I will change my mind, okay? وَأَنَا التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ And I am the all-clement, the all-merciful. Tawwab and Rahim. In the next ayah also, Allah Almighty says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا But those who were concealing, okay? Those who were concealing the truth, and again, they are saying kufr, or I mean, they are kafir now, okay? And they die while they are kafir, okay? They die, they are kafir. So they do not repent, they do not do good deeds, they do not let the people understand the facts. So they die, wahum kuffar, and they are, what? Kafir at the time of their death. Ulaika alayhim la'anatullah, wal malaika wal nasi ajma'in. So the curse of Allah, angels, and all the people are upon them.
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق
So, guys, let's go for the Tajweed rules, okay? There are many explanations, a lot of great points, okay, in these two, three verses, okay? I hope you refer to the Tafsir book, interpretations, Tafsir al-Mizan, Tafsir al-Nur, Tafsir Namuna, okay, whatever. Any Tafsir you want, okay? Go refer and learn about them, all right? So, let's recite a salawat and let's go to the Tajweed rules.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
محمد The first important tajweed rule in this ayah remember the word illa has like three meanings okay But one of the meaning is accept. Remember, okay? So it's just pardoning some other people, okay, from the group of the previous mentioned people, okay? So illa alladhina, illa has an alif mat. But next to it, there is a word alladhina, which starts with hamzatul wasl. Yes, which has a hamzatul wasl. So there was one rule for this. So it's illa alladhina. So since we are joining two words and hamzatul wasl will be in the between, it will be skipped. Yes. Yeah? But beside skipping hamzatul wasl, we had another rule as well.
The long vowel turns to short.
The long vowel will be changed to?
Short vowel.
Short vowel. Great. Illa will be changed to? Illa. And quickly join it to the lam. Illa-ladhina. So do not recite it as illa-ladhina. This is wrong. Illa-ladhina. So hamzatul wasl, skipped. Short vowel will be pronounced. No long vowel, okay? It has a long vowel, illa, but no longer illa. Illa-ladhina. Then the pronunciation of the letter dhal, tabu, tabu. Two long vowels. Tabu. وَأَصْلَحُوا long vowel. وَبَيَّنُوا تَشْدِيد and long vowel. فَأُو it is أُو, right?
Yes.
Long vowel, yes? Yeah? But we had six exceptional words that they have waw ساكين before waw. We have a ضمّة which we have to apply long vowel أُو sound, but these six words were exceptional cases, okay? That you don't have to produce a long vowel. Short vowel. Vav is sakin, as if there is no vow. Fa'ula. Do not say fa'ula. We never recited that way, yes? Fa'ula. No. Fa'ula. Look, there is no long vowel, okay? Fa'ula. Inka. Is the mat wajib mat? For six counts or no? It's jais.
Wajib.
It's wajib. It's obligatory. You have to produce a long vowel sound. Why? Because ula alif mat plus hamza both are in the word ulaika. Okay, ula kaf is another word. Okay, ula kaf is another word. But it is in the word ula, so it's wajib. Fa ulaika atubu alayhim. What does Jim say here, Ali Nasir?
The you can stop.
You can stop
it's
here or
is.
Or you can continue then. Both.
Yes.
You have two options. Stop here if you're out of breath. If no, continue. Right? No problem. وأنا وأنا it is alif mat, right? أنا alif mat. التواب starts with Hamza Tulwas. The same rule in illa الَّذِينَ illa الَّذِينَ again here. وأنا التواب there is no long vowel. You have to delete the long vowel. Change it to short vowel. وَأَنَا أَتَّوَابْنُ وَأَنَا التَّوَابُ الرَّحِيمُ. You got it? وَأَنَا التَّوَابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Next ayah. إِنَّ نُن مُشَدَّت. Make sure you pronounce it correctly with a nasal sound. إِنَّ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ. Tanween, aha, ulaika, tanween plus hamza. Is there any special rule?
Idhar.
Idhar, which says?
No rule.
No rule, actually, okay? So, it's very easy to not change the tanween sound to anything else. Normally, read that. Kuffarun ulaika. No change, no hide, no merge. Simply, no rule. Yes, normal recitation. So, وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ أُولَٰئِكَ. Again, مَدْ وَجِبْ. Wow. No wow. Skip that wow. أُولَٰئِكَ. Not أُولَٰئِكَ. عَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ. The word Allah. The lam and the word Allah. It has to be
heavy.
Heavily okay. Pronounced. Okay? Yes?
Yes.
Allah. لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ. Right? Not لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ. Because there is a dhamma sound before the word Allah. Wal malaikati wan nasi ajma'in. The letter jim is sakin That's why you have to produce an echoing sound. Ajma'in.
Qalqala.
Yes. Listen, I will recite once. إلا الذين تابوا وأصلحوا وبينوا فأولئك أتوب عليهم وأنا التواب الرحيم إن الذين كفروا وماتوا وهم كفار أولئك عليهم لعنة الله أولئك عليهم لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين. So this is how you recite it with tajweed moves. Okay? You learned it? Yes?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. So, thank you so much for being with us in this session, brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for being with us and listening to us. We hope, inshallah, you've learned something. For the interpretations, explanations, please refer to the Tafasir book. And inshallah, the Tajweed rules, practice and remember the rules. So, see you, inshallah, in the coming sessions. Stay with us in IRIB English Radio. And I really give thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. See you in the next session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطي